Some people call it just a couple steps that.
When I was young, I could jump up.
Yeah. Did you have a different name for that porch in the back, that little L porch that you had off the kitchen?
No, it's not the name that you'd have today. They'd do them patios or something. Mm-hmm.
Back porch.
I got you. Okay, that's good. How about stairs inside the house? Steps, like up to the second floor.
I've heard of stairwells and all that kind of stuff, but we didn't have it in there later than that.
All right. Now, how about the kind of stuff that you put, over, like say you had a log house and you wanted to put, you wanted to finish it, to refinish it. You put those, that covering over there. What'd you call that?
Clay.
Yeah. No, I don't mean for chinking it. I mean, if you wanted to put boards over it.
Well, yes, they could do the wallpaper or anything.
On the outside.
Well, most people didn't have anything on the outside. Yeah. Just
slats.
Yeah.
And some of the people were skilled enough that I saw log buildings that you wouldn't know did log buildings. They'd hew them so nice and notch them down, you know, it looked like big boards.
Uh-huh. Well, what I was getting at, I want to know when would you guess they started doing weatherboarding?
Well, weatherboarding was probably down in the 18th century.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the early. Because I know my grandfather lived in a weatherboarding house.
Uh-huh.
It was so lean that the nails would be working out and the chair would be twist.
Uh-huh. Do you remember those square nails? Those,
I do.
Yeah. That really was a strange thing. And how about the outside of the house, the top?
We call that the roof.
Yeah, and what was that like?
It was covered boards, really not of white oak or some oak material.
Were they in smaller pieces?
Yes. Yeah. Similar to shingles, except they was cut out of just blocked out of wood.
Did you have a name for those things?
Just boards.
Just call them boards. Did you call them roof boards or something like that?
People usually know what the term is. That's what they're ready for a roof. Yeah.
Okay, and how about on the around the house? Now they didn't have this probably in early houses, but later they had a kind of thing to carry the water off so that when the water came down it would go into this.
Gutters,
okay.
It's always been called gutters.
All right. And how about the thing that, now were those usually built in or suspended originally?
Well, we didn't have gutters that dripped and let it fall over at night.
Yeah. But I mean, they're, okay. Now how about, we were talking about the house that might have several peaks, you know.
Well, usually put on a 45, and most of them was.
All right. And if it had two peaks, what would you call that low place between two of the peaks? Yeah, it might go up there in the fall and sweep that thing out. A lot of leaves collect in there sometimes.
A step roof would be all right. No.
How about the term valley? Is that ever?
Oh yeah, that was for the joined together. Maybe you got the L to the house or something. You see, they joined together. You had the valley tin there, because you couldn't hardly make the boards left over. It'd be a leak in the drip noodles.
In the what?
Leak in the drip noodle.
The drip noodle?
What? Oh, yeah. That don't go with it.
Okay. That's your own word, the drip noodle, or is that?
I just said it.
Okay, that's fine. You mentioned the smokehouse. What other small outbuildings did you have?
Well, we had a chicken house. Roost poles, people put roost poles in there that they can perch on, keep them up from the raccoons and the rodents that preyed on them, I reckon, weasels and whatever, I don't know.
What would you call all those little animals, collectively?
Oh, you mean the prey on chickens
and
that thing? Well, the weasel did it, and the raccoons and the opossums.
Do you ever use one word for all of them?